Mark Anthony McGinley, a big Northwest derby on the horizon, and having got that good result against Waterford, the guys can go into it with a bit of confidence.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we got a very positive result down in Waterford last week, and I think it's important now just to try and build on it this Friday night, and hopefully pick up another positive result. Mm.
So you're now in the thick of things, in between the sticks each weekend. I mean, it's a tough old battle. This time last year, it was a different place.
Yeah, you know, thankfully, you know, it's taken a while to get in, but thankfully I've got in now and you know, I'm enjoying it. You know, it's where you want to be, you know. It's the top league in the country, and I'm happy with the decision I made, and happy to be in there. Mm.
So tell us, I mean, many people will know you from Gaelic football and how well you did there. In terms of the training, comparing it with the soccer, what sort of a difference is there?
I think, you know, there's a big difference in terms of the skill set. I think maybe in the Gaelic football now, the way things have gone, it's all about kicking, really. You know, particularly if you're playing with a good side, you know, you don't get that many shots. Maybe a little bit of a few high balls dropping in now and again, but in terms of actual goalkeeping, it's not you're not worked as much as maybe you are in the soccer, whereas, you know, you're dealing with things like back passes, crosses, shot stopping on a more regular basis, you know, so there's a big difference in terms of particularly the training and then, you know, what's happening in a match.
Yeah. Now, the Harp squad, of course, you coming in sort of not at the very start of the season, did you know many of the guys previously?
I would have known a couple now. I wouldn't have known too many of them. I would have known the likes of, you know, Tony and Keith. Would have known them. But yeah, listen, they were very welcoming. You know, it's always got a good squad together there. You know, it's a nice bunch, and you know, they're all pulling in the same direction, which is important, particularly with where we are. They were very welcoming, and glad to be in, you know.
And from the word go, I mean, everybody involved knew this was going to be a season that, look, if you can stay up, that is a magnificent achievement. And there's times, you know, when you get a bad run of results, people can get down. But, you know, the word filters out. I mean, there's a great spirit amongst this camp, and I suppose a determination to prove people wrong and the pundits that you can stay up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you need that, particularly when you're as I said, down where we are, you need that spirit and you need that togetherness to pick up points. And I think probably exemplified it last Friday night. You know, we were under pressure for a lot of that game, particularly in the first half. And I think you've seen that spirit where, you know, the lads worked extremely hard. We didn't give up many chances. And when we kind of grew into the game, and then in the second half we created a few, and thankfully we took one of them. But again, that's going to be vital for the last 9 or 10 games of the season.
And I mean, there's a feeling that there's been a few games, maybe against Rovers, Waterford away, that you were well beaten. But I mean, Harps haven't been far off it in a lot of games. And I suppose that gives people the belief that, look, you know, it is achievable.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's, I think Ollie said it, you know, in this league, you know, if you're not at it and if you're not going to work hard, you know, you could be on the end of a hiding. But thankfully, most of the games that we've been involved in, you know, we've got that shift out of the lads, you know, and we haven't been too far away, you know, a bit of luck here, a bit of luck there, an odd mistake, maybe not taking a chance as seeing us not pick up probably the results that maybe we could have, but you know, it is what it is, and we are where we are, and it's all about now, I suppose, in the last 9 or 10, you could say cup finals, you know, and we just need to get that, use that spirit and get that work rate for each game, and hopefully the bit of luck will be on our side.
Now, there'll be a big crowd, Northwest Derby. I mean, as a keeper, how aware are you of the crowd when there's an extra big crowd there?
To be honest, not really. You're kind of more focused on the game. You don't really notice or hear. I suppose maybe when you come out, maybe in doing the warm-up and stuff, you might see it a bit more, but when the game starts, you know, you don't really pick it up, or you don't really see it, because you're focusing on the job at hand.